terminals clicked away on their keyboards. Some had telephone receivers tucked beneath their chins. Messengers hustled among the desks, which were already stacked with packages and mail as yet unopened. Then there were those individuals simply hanging out, smoking, sipping canned drinks or coffee, waiting for something newsworthy to happen, or, short of that, divine inspiration.
"The Arabs! But then Israel!" Hajjad. "Wouldn't do."
So I said to her, "Look, I want my keys back, Hajjad." To which she said,
"Me a quote, Hajjad. Somebody's got to stick his neck out and go on the record about this thing."
Popular with his cohorts, he nodded greetings as he followed Addison through the maze of desks, then down a carpeted hallway toward the managing editor's office.
"There you are,"
his secretary said in exasperation.
"Since we don't have a militia, he was about to send me in search of you. Thanks, Addison. You can get back to whatever you were doing before Mr. Ramsey summoned you."
The gopher seemed reluctant to leave just when the fireworks were about to start, but Ramsey's secretary was almost as indomitable as the boss himself. He ambled away.
"Hi, doll. What's up?"
Judd tossed his empty cup into the nearest waste paper basket.
"Pour me a cup of the real stuff, will you?"
Propping her